Berg, been busy?
Oh, man, I've been busy, yeah. Yesterday I was in Tallahassee. Today I'm back home in St. Pete. So, yeah, it's been busy. I was at the 7-on-7 and Big Man camp yesterday in Tallahassee. That was fun.
Jim down in Jupiter says, ask Berg, is there going to be a real search for a new athletic director, or is the fix in and we're going with the guy on campus already?
With the guy on campus, it could potentially be Alford, who is the CEO of the Boosters, but I'm not sure. I think they are, you know, I think they are going to take a look around.
How are you, and what discussions have you had for your site and also perhaps 24/7 Sports? July 1 is when the gates open up to name, image, likeness. And we know the state of Florida has been out in front on this and well set up for this. But stories about players, for example, we were just reading a story about Onward Reserve, and they've got a license at Florida State too. But there's already a few Georgia players that have been contacted that are already in line for money from that apparel company. How are you guys going to handle those type of stories? Are you going to chase them down?
Absolutely. I think that's interesting. I think that's part of the story. I don't know. I just think about it as like, what are we reporting on? What's the story we're trying to tell? And if when the NIL thing drops on July 1st, I think that'll be a major, just a major storyline. And as with everything these days, it seems like everything fires out of the gates. Like, I'm sure we'll see this NIL thing go crazy at first, and then everything seems to level off, you know, kind of like the stock market at times. And we're going to see, you know, where these players fit in value-wise. The interesting part to me, though, is you know, they say that they're cutting these deals with apparel companies, and they're going to be able to make percentage off what they sell. I want to see where the big buys come in. Like, when the Georgia Booster decides, like, I'm going to buy 10,000 T-shirts off of you. Like, is that going to be a problem? You know what I mean? And I don't think it is going to be a problem. I think that's going to be fair game. And we're going to see if there's boosters out there that feel that they're worth it.
In future articles that you write and others write, in that article about, let's say, recruiting, will probably be, in some cases, the connection with name, image, likeness as far as where this player is looking.
Right. And you can figure out
Where
the best offer is or where the most incentives are, who has the – or, hell, some states don't have the program right now. So, you know, that could eliminate some schools right there when it comes to recruiting. So, yeah, I definitely think that there's going to be – you know, some sort of complement to recruiting with this NIL thing. I'm interested in it. I like things that disrupt and change and shift the game. So I'm interested in it. I've talked to a couple, not the exact Apex CEO, you know, the company that FSU uses is called Apex. They have a contract with them. But I've talked with the CEO of another NIL company, and might actually get them on the Big Three Roll-Up this week. To kind of just find out, I want to know, like, what are you trying to cater toward these athletes? What kind of deals can they get? Like, we've heard apparel. I've heard potential, you know, podcasting. Obviously, you could use their image to advertise for your car lot, but I'm sure they're going to get creative on this.
Kev, as in your partner, Kev, part of the Big Three Roll-Up, says, ask Berg about the recruiting bonanza.
Oh, boy, yeah. Florida State has just been going crazy, Bill. Last week, obviously, we talked about Midnight Madness on the last show. And then when we came after the show, Elijah Pritchett, Florida State's number one offensive line target from Carver High School down there in Columbus, Georgia, he took an official visit to FSU. He was back on FSU's campus yesterday. They had a bunch of visitors over the weekend. We saw the elite camp. We had the mega camp. Did you see that, Bill? There was like 2,000 prospects at FSU's mega camp on Sunday.
That's amazing.
Four sessions. There was about 600 prospects in each session. There had to be 50 colleges there. Everybody from Coastal Carolina to Penn State and everybody in between was there. It was good. I mean, it was run efficiently. Every session went on exactly at what time it was supposed to. They got the kids off the field. I mean, it was an impressive feat. And outside of FSU offers, I would say there was probably three or four new FSU offers, but there was over 100 new offers that went out to prospects that probably hadn't been in front of a college coach in 14, 15 months, and over 100 new offers went out. So there's a lot of kids that came to camp and left with an offer, and that was what it was all about.
I saw a picture, I think it was over the weekend maybe, of the Zucker was there, right?
Zook was there. Rick Trickett was there. There's some interesting names there. I saw, not attending, but Uncle Luke was there. Marco Rubio was there.
Wow.
I saw Marco Rubio with his son, with one of his sons, at FSU's mega camp.
Oh, man. It's happening. So if they flip the page, if they turn the corner at Florida State?
That's the hard thing to say, because you talk about all these good things in recruiting, like good moves, getting big prospects on campus, successful camps. But, Bill, that doesn't change the roster now, right? Like, because we're talking positively about what's happened in the last month or two, that doesn't change the actual roster now. So, unfortunately, they're still the same team that they're going to try out on the field. And I still think that, you know, a 6-win season is probably what we're looking at. But, you know, they got it going on in the recruiting. It just shows you it's going to be a slower build because they're doing it through recruiting. You know, they missed on Cade Madden in the transfer portal. He was a big-time target that ended up opting for Notre Dame over Florida State on the offensive line. He would have helped turn this thing around a little bit quicker, but you know, you can't fault him. Notre Dame throws guys to the league every year off the offensive line. FSU just tries to find bodies, not to get the quarterback killed on the offensive line. So until they can shore things up through recruiting, you know, it's going to be kind of a slow go of it.
Percentage-wise, what chance do you give Florida State in the opener versus Notre Dame?
30.
3 out of 10. That's about right.
I would say 30. I would have gone 35% if they got Cade Madden.
I didn't think Notre Dame would get him. That kind of surprised me.
They weren't really heavily involved from the get-go. It kind of went FSU and Virginia Tech. When the FSU visit was scheduled, it was only Virginia Tech with Auburn sniffing around a little bit. He comes to campus, and I think it was the day before he came to campus, I reported that he was going to be taking another official visit to Notre Dame. So, obviously, they kind of came in late, scheduled the official visit. He saw one, he saw the other, and it was a quick decision on which school he wanted to go to, Bill.
I think he's more of a road grading run blocker than pass blocker, though. Nothing wrong with that.
We need them both down here at Florida State.
Both descriptions would work. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Josh Newberg with us. Okay, what is the happy place in the market, the stock market right now?
Well, have you been seeing this clove squeeze, CLOV?
I had it months and months ago, and it just sits.
So did I. I held it. Sat. It was down to $7.20 while I was holding it, $7.20. And I was in it like $14. I averaged down to $11. And this thing squeezed to $28 yesterday.
I know. Absolutely.
Get back down to like 17 today, and they're still talking that there's more juice left in the squeeze.
I gave up on it months ago. I did not take advantage of yesterday, unfortunately.
I understand that. But a lot of my tech stocks are coming back just in general.
It's starting to get kind of frenzied again. It may be.
Yes.
I hope, because it was there for a couple of months. It was kind of flat and choppy and boring. It was tough.
It was tough. End of January through May was tough.
Tell everybody what is next on the Big Three Roll-Up.
We talked about the potential 12-game playoff. We have a lot of recruiting talk. It's one of those classic Big Three roll-ups because everybody's in camp, so there's a lot of big names on campuses down at Miami, Florida, and Florida State. We also talk about the Julio Jones trade, and we get into some life coach questions and some off-topic stuff. It's a good show.
Berg, we'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. See you.